Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, everybody, welcome to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. My name is Chris, a.k.a. AstroZombie954.
And my name is Jacob, a.k.a. Dino El Mágico.
And start off just, you know, by saying, you know, sorry we missed last week. We had some personal family stuff that came up actually with both of us, and we apologize ahead of time. Well, not ahead of time.
For that. Hopefully people were on Twitter and saw the tweet that you sent out. But I was very surprised at how many people were asking, you know, when is the next time we post. I was just like, wait, what?
Yeah, no, that was awesome. It was cool seeing people like making sure that we were okay and making sure that we were going to do another episode for this week.
How was your community day?
I know, right? Today was community day. So we are recording this on February 7th. So community day ended here in Florida, almost four hours ago.
Yeah.
It was good. I didn't play too hard. I took the kids out for a little bit.
Got too hot.
Well, we just drove around. I put the gacha on and just drove and let them tell me where to go.
You want to tell them what you got in gacha the other day? Because I'm still a little annoyed that the gacha got you that Pokemon when I'm here trying to like look for it. And you just get it, like, oh yeah, you know, gotcha, just got it, you know, just in your normal day.
Yeah. So Friday after work, I went to go. Well, no, it was I left early. I went to go pick up my son from school, and I just have the gotcha on and waiting in the car line. And I get home, and I was like, oh, let me just see, because it was going off. So I was like, okay, let me see what I got. And I'm scrolling through, and I'm like, wait. Did I really just catch that? And I looked, and it was a Noibat.
Was it a Pokedex entry or no?
No. So that was my second one.
Okay. So that's a little bit more annoying.
So I caught one. Oh man, I don't know if I should tell this story. So I was laying in bed. It was probably like 10:30 at night, and the development that my house is in across. I can see like a gym from my house, and you know, I'm just doing house bonds, and I look and I see like a gray an outline, and I'm like, what the heck is that? Like, they didn't release anything new that I know of, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a Noibat.
Dude, you freaking probably like ran so quick.
Oh, I was like, I'll be back. And my wife's like, where are you going? And I'm like, don't worry about it, because you'll make fun of me if I tell you. And I drove over there, and as I'm driving, you know, I know where I'm going, and as I get closer, it pops back up. So I click the thing just to make sure, and then it's like, as I'm getting closer to the stop, it's like the Pokemon fled.
No.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, please let me have that like 5 second, you know, 5-10 second buffer from when it tells me it fled and it actually does.
Uh-huh.
And I was able to catch it. But yeah, no, that was pretty awesome. And then the other one was the Eevee.
Oh yeah, you told me that was a freaking rank one Umbreon, man.
Yep. It's a rank one Umbreon. That I caught with my gacha.
And it's just crazy how hard I have a gacha too, and my gacha always always for some reason makes the starters, like, you know, and Eevee's kind of somewhat harder to catch. They always flee. So I always see oh, Squirtle fled. And there was times where it said a shiny Pokemon that fled. I'm just oh my God. But I kind of see it oh, you know, I wouldn't have had that chance anyways, because I would have my phone off. So, you know, I kind of kind of see alright, you know, I'll let it go. But still, it's kind of catching I don't know, a rare Pokemon, how back in the day, catching the Dratini out of nowhere from the gacha. So, yeah. It's just crazy. Exactly. To me. When you send it to me, I'm like, yo, did you hatch that? No, it's gacha. I'm like, all right, bro. I just grabbed my gacha and I'm like, what are you doing to me?
You just looked at it. Yeah. It was
why can't you do this for me?
You're useless to me. Well, yeah. So now I've got a whopping 6 Noibat candy. So,
yeah, that's good. You know, better than none. Some people only even have one. It's that rare.
Exactly. I need it to start catching some Froakies, because I'm so close to evolving my Frogadier into Greninja.
Oh yeah,
just need a few more.
I actually caught a great Froakie the other day in Boca. He has the attack stat of 1, defense 15,
ooh,
and HP 14.
Ooh.
So I'm just please. Once he gets that special move from the community day, whenever that is, I'm saving that for that day.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I think mine's a 90% for Great League.
Okay. So that's still good.
No, it's good. I'm not going to complain with how hard they are to catch. Complain about that.
I definitely don't miss the opportunity to put that pineapple for sure on those.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, let's get into the news.
Yeah, so we got a bunch of stuff to talk about today. We are back in full swing with Sylph.
Oh yeah, I bet you're excited.
Oh, I'm so excited, and I love this meta. It's so much fun. I've only done a practice.
Don't you have your tournament this Wednesday?
Yeah, first live tournament on Wednesday, and then I think I've got 1, 2, 3. I'm signed up for 4,
month. Ranked, or is it practice?
No, they're all ranked. Okay. Yeah, all ranked except for one at the end of the month.
Okay.
It's an open Great League.
Oh, so it's kind of, yeah. Okay, gotcha.
So it's with the guys up in Tampa.
Oh, okay. With Speedy and stuff like that, or is it with
Speedy and Linden and all them? And then we got some fun GBL stuff and regular always Pokemon Go news. So let's get started with the Sylph news.
Sylph Arena news.
All right, so Sylph news. So the Labyrinth Cup is in full swing, and like I said, I am a huge, huge fan of this meta. So I'm going to kind of just break down what the Labyrinth Cup is. Let's see. Hold on. It's interesting in the fact that I like that if you use one type of Pokemon, so let's say you use a grass Pokemon, you can't use another grass on your team. So it's your standard Great League, 1500 CP max. Only one of any type is allowed on your roster of 6, no repeats. So for example, if you have Wishcash on your team, no other Pokemon on your team can be water or ground.
Okay.
This is what I love, is the exclusion list on this.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Which is awesome. So no Megas, which, you know, I don't think it's going to be for a while. Wobbuffet, Azumarill, Medicham, Mew, Stunfisk, Galarian, Stunfisk, Deoxys Defense Form, Cresselia, Hypno, Umbreon, Machamp, Scrafty, Sirfetch, Altaria, Bastiodon, Primeape, and Swampert.
Yeah, they just literally named all the Pokemon that are mainly used in Open Great League.
Right? They just took the knees out.
I can definitely see why you enjoy this, because for me, it's amazing to see this, because that is just basically, you have those, It's just basically like playing Open Great League in GBL. So
yeah,
nothing special about that. So this makes it super fun.
And that's like we've mentioned, like I've mentioned, before on other episodes. I like the restriction. I like the, we can only use, you know, this or you can only use that, you know, cause it makes you look at other Pokemon.
Right.
You know, Pokemon that you may have never, again, like the Sudowoodo example is perfect from Catacomb. Like you never thought you'd ever use Sudowoodo or it'd be like the most relevant Pokemon for an entire cup.
You know what I like about this cup? I was looking at this, thing that I think it was like Pogo Stadium posted. They had like a winning formula and it says that Vigoroth, Diggersby and Regirock were among the the most notable high usage and performance Pokemon in the meta, in the diverse meta. And if someone ever said like I'm gonna use Regirock in the Great League, I would have been like, you know, bullcrap. Like,
yeah,
I would not like believe you. But this is why Sylph is fun, and I definitely encourage people to like play it if you like to have like a different style of play versus like, you know, just completely meta, which is GBL Open Great League. Don't get me wrong, it's still fun. And you can definitely run Spice in it and win against the meta. But the Labyrinth or more like Sylph Cups, they make you think, they make you use Pokemon you would never use, even in GBL. And to even like think that, right, like Regirock was in the most, like was highly used in this cup. It's just crazy to me. And this is what, 7 months in? I mean, 7 days in?
Yeah, exactly.
So
I've got the rankings here from PV Pope for Labyrinth Cup. So I'm just going to go over, let's just go over the top 10. You know what? Let's go 15. Cause some of these, I know more and more people are getting XLs now.
Yeah. There's also a list that I got. Also from Pogo Stadium that shows not necessarily like, you know, top 10 Pokemon, but more top, usage, like which one got used the most. I'm not sure if you prefer, you know, you named the 10 from there and let's compare to like the 10 from here.
Yeah, that would be good because they're looking at something, you know, they run their own analysis and stuff like that. So we'll go through this is coming from pvpoke.com. So number one, we have Lickitung XL, Regirock, Mandibuzz, Vigoroth, Diggersby XL, Sableye XL, Shadow Politoed, Skarmory, Zwellius, Alolan Marowak, Politoed regular, Alolan Ninetales, Wishcash, Jellicent, and Pelipper. So those are their top 15. Yeah. I mean, you still got some of your usual suspects with Sableye, Skarmory. Alolan Marowak, I feel like, is, you know, within top 20, top 15 on, like, every meta lately.
Oh, no, for sure. He's, especially the fact that, like, I don't know, but, like, I every time I was helping Kingflip with his lineups, and he would always show me, like, the opponent's team, and I think 90% of them always had a Alolan Marowak. So,
yeah.
Everyone's definitely thinking, you know, like, you know, that if there's a fairy or a steel, you want to have him. But personally, I wouldn't run him. And then if you look at the list that, they made, I guess it was from Pogo Stadium, the top one was, the first one was there was Vigoroth. And then you have Alolan Marowak, which is funny that you mentioned that. And then you have Alolan Ninetales, Politoed, Mandibuzz, Abomasnow, Diggersby, Regirock, Galvantula, Skarmory, Stumpfisk, Toxicroak. And literally, like, just from that list, it kind of looks similar to what the list that you just named.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously in different orders, but they said that, from, you know, the people that got first place in the tournaments, 71% of the winning teams had a Vigoroth, while the other 29% had a Diggersby.
Yeah.
So it seems like these two are like the top normal types that people use. And I can definitely see why, because like let's just say you have a Charmer, you know, you have Vigoroth, you don't got to worry about that.
Exactly. Well, you also, you don't have to worry about the, like, a Alolan Marowak if he comes out. You don't have to worry about those Shadow Bones.
Yeah.
They're not going
to
hurt.
Yeah, the Shadow Bones or Shadow Balls, you don't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. And you just got to, I mean, the Fire Spins add up, but even then, like, you just need to hit a Bulldoze once and then either knocks them out or gets them super low.
Yeah, and it's so spammy with those body slams.
Let me tell you, like, how many times he has pissed me off.
You could easily confuse your opponent with, oh my gosh, wait, hold on, does he have enough for a Bulldoze?
Yeah, and I'm just like, no, he doesn't. Oh, no, he just gets smacked with the Bulldoze and lose the game.
This meta, I really, like I said, I'm really enjoying. So I ran practice tournament, what was it, Friday?
And you almost swept that, didn't you?
I almost swept it.
Dude, that's awesome.
I posted the videos to the battles on our Twitter. The first one I won, and then he took the next two.
Do you want to kind of like go over that unfortunate mistake that you made? I think it was in the third match.
So it was an unfortunate just entire setup. I think I got really lucky that I didn't go 3-0.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the team I ran was Mandibuzz, Vigoroth, Galvantula, Alolan Ninetales, Whiscash, and Toxicroak.
How do you feel about the lineup so far?
I enjoy it. So I was talking with actually the guy who beat me. Mm-hmm. We were talking about it, and one of the things that he had mentioned was Toxicroak. He was like, "Man, he's like, I think I'm gonna take out my Vigoroth, because he had Vigoroth in his lineup. I think I'm going to take out Vigoroth and put in Toxicroak."
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm surprised how low he's ranked in PV Poke, because like between him and Alolan, I would run Alolan Ninetales as my lead with Powder Snow. And then is it Psychic?
Psyshock.
Psyshock. And then Weatherball. Which now that it has Weatherball, like, I normally would run it as a Charmer. Now I'm running it with the Powder Snow, and it's just, it's so much better now.
That's crazy, yeah. Cause, like, a lot of people would tell me, like they were running it with Powder Snow. I'm like, but why? And then I started looking at the meta, and I'm like, okay, it's starting to make sense why you would do that. For example, let me just give you a quick example. So if you have Diggersby, right? Diggersby has the fire, was it Fire Punch?
Mm-hmm.
So you have Ninetales that's ice and fairy, so it's super effective. But if you use a Charmer, then you would probably lose, you know, super easily versus the Diggersby, because it's tanky as well. So yeah, if you have Ninetales with Powder Snow, it does super effective to Diggersby because he's a ground type. So it definitely helps you a lot, and I can see why people did that. And that's why, like, I'm getting a little bit of my own taste of this cup, even though, like, I'm not really playing it, helping other people's lineups and stuff. So I can definitely see, you know, like, what's going to be common, what's going to be, you know, that save swap. I definitely saw a lot of people using Sableye in the lineups that were being sent to me. I'm just like, I can see why, you know, Sableye, like I always said it, I think a few episodes ago, Sableye is such a safe switch. And, you know, I agree, like, even if you go against a fairy, it has return, and it does a lot. So, this seems like a really fun cup, so.
It is. So, the one thing that I like about running the Alolan Ninetales is you're getting wins against Vigoroth, you're getting a win against Toxicroak, Abomasnow, Mandibuzz, and Zweilous. So, and, you know, you may think, like, wait, Abomasnow is ice and grass. It is, but for some reason, like, I hit one with a weather ball, and it, like, crumbled.
It does like, a lot. It still does a lot, because it's not, it does neutral because of the grass.
Mm-hmm.
And I still go straight, like, weather ball against Abomasnow, and they both hit each other, but the difference is that Obama's nose weather ball is resistant towards Ninetales because he's ice type. So you do an ice move against an ice Pokemon that's resistant.
Yeah, exactly. So it's nice. It resists dragon, ice, dark, and bug. So it has play. I liked using it in the lead. And then what I would do. So the team that I ran pretty much the entire. Well, no, I did. I ran it the entire thing. And this is why I ran it the entire time, except for the last match, was Ninetales, Wishcash as my safe swap.
Mm-hmm.
And then Toxicroak in the back.
Definitely a solid line, to be honest.
So I ran that pretty much. Yeah, I ran that pretty much through everything. The second to last battle, I switched out.
No.
No, I switched out Toxie for Mandibuzz.
Oh.
And there was a reason. I'm trying to think. There was a reason I did it.
Sometimes, like, I have, like, these gut feelings that I'm just like, should I change it? Should I keep it? And I second guess myself and I change it. I'm like, no, I shouldn't have done it. Like, I shouldn't have changed it. But there was a few times where I don't know how I do it. Don't even ask me, because this isn't like some type of like Jedi stuff. But like, I'm like, I have this gut feeling that this guy is going to lead this. And then I'm like, all right, I'm staying with this. And then I second guess myself. I'm like, no, I'm sticking with this. And I stick with it, and I get the good lead. So I'm just like, from now on, I just stick with my gut.
So I switched Toxicroak out for Mandibuzz, and it was good. It was good. It was the first time I had ever used Mandibuzz.
Okay.
And it was a lot of fun. Like, it's super spammy. Like, it's kind of like a flying Alolan Muk.
Okay.
Kind of, with how quick it charges up with the Snarl.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know why I thought about also Striftree because of foul play and Snarl.
Yeah, but it's not, I mean, it's not nearly as glassy as Striftree. Like,
oh, no. Mandibuzz is completely tanky.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, though. Like, I was looking at PvPoke and it actually prefers it to be a lead, but it can also be a closer. That's crazy.
Yeah, I kept him as a closer just because I knew he could tank, and if I went up against something and I needed to just burn shields, like if they won shield advantage, I knew the Snarls would go fast enough. It worked out.
Right,
having him in the back. So the last one comes up, and I look at his team. So he's running Vigoroth, Abomasnow, Politoed, Alolan Marowak, Mandibuzz, and Melmetal.
Yeah. I remember you showing me that after the match.
Yeah. And I saw the Melmetal, and I just, like, my brain just was like, oh, I gotta make sure that I get this covered. I gotta make sure I cover him.
Was that the first Melmetal that you saw in the tournament?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So he was very consistent with his lead on all three matches. He
kept the same lead?
He ran Abomasnow on all three.
What? That is so ballsy.
And he ran Melmetal on all three.
So he ran two Pokemon that were weak against fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, this guy, what?
So the first match that I won that I posted was, his third one was Mandibuzz. And it ended up just being Mandibuzz on Mandibuzz.
Oh.
And after, like, everything was done and I looked at it, and the first thing he messaged me, we were talking, he's like, I was really worried about your Wishcash being your lead. And I looked and I was like, oh my gosh. Like, my Wishcash could have took out like half that team. And it's sitting on the bench, like, oh, just, man, chilling there going like, hey, why didn't you pick me?
Yeah, no, you go through these thoughts like after the fact, you know, and you're just like, oh man. Like, sometimes for me, when I battle too late, I don't think clearly. I don't know what time, like, your last battle was at, but for me, I'm just like, if I'm not,
it,
like,
was, in the it wasn't too late.
Okay.
So, and this is, you know, Dino always mentions this to me, like whenever we're talking, and he's mentioned it a couple times on the podcast, is concentration. Making sure you're able to concentrate on your battle.
Yeah, give it your full attention.
Yeah. And for the most part, most of these tournaments are normally after my kids are in bed. And my wife is awesome, and she understands, like, when I'm doing them, like, she just kind of leaves me alone, or it depends if she sees I'm getting too, if she sees if I'm getting too, like, frustrated, like, she'll come over and, like, what are you doing? Like, just to kind of, like, break the tension. Yeah, and
that's great.
You know, snap me back into reality. And we have a new baby.
Yeah.
She was born in October. And she was dead asleep the entire tournament.
Oh, okay.
So my wife's like, I'm going to go. My mom was here and she's like, oh, I'm going to go sit and talk with your mom. Keep an ear out for the baby and let me know if something happens. Dead asleep the entire time. The minute that last match starts, she starts crying.
Oh,
so
my
now
God.
I'm like, ugh.
So yeah, this is the story behind the...
Yeah. So I just ran and I should have done the smart thing and said like, hey, can you give me a minute or whatever? And I just was in the moment and I was like, whatever, this team has done it. It's got me all the way. I'm just going to ride it out. And it didn't.
It happens, man. And this is a great example of like why you do practice tournaments and why I tell, like, for example, one of our followers, Kingflip, to do as many, practice tournaments before you actually rank your one of your tournaments. And then you can, you know, for next time, you'd be like, yo, let me give, you know, let me ask this guy for 5 extra minutes, to attend my kid. If he doesn't understand, he waits.
Yeah, exactly. And most of the, and honestly, like, most of the people we're playing against are all grown-ups,
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, no, for sure. They understand.
I always forget that, and they're going to, you know, no one's going to be like, no, you can't go take care of your kid.
Yeah, no, I'll be like, I mean, if, you know, worst case scenario, you'd be like, all right, whatever, I'll take the L, you know, my kids first. But obviously, most people are very understanding, so.
Exactly.
You definitely, you know, if you, something comes up, don't be afraid, you know, to tell them, mm-hmm. give me a minute, you know. And that's happened to me many times. I'm like, yeah, for sure, man. But yeah, this is why we do practices. So, you know, for next time, you know, we know what to do.
Exactly. So I just looked at something, which I found kind of interesting. So PvPoke has Toxicroak ranked 71 for this cup, which I think is like super low. And I think as it goes on, he's gonna creep up. So if you're listening and you want like an underdog or like a sleeper pick, like Toxicroak is that, because eventually I think people are going to catch on. So its key wins are Vigoroth, Politoed, Abomasnow, Registeel, Zoellius. It does lose to Alolan Ninetales, Mandibuzz, Skarmory, Stunfisk, and Wishcash. But the interesting thing that I was looking at is it's almost an even split between people running him as a lead and as a closer. I think it's like 88% are running it as a lead, 85% are running him as a closer.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy too, that I hope, you know, Kingflip doesn't mind me sharing his team, but when I was looking at his team, the first thing that stood out, and that stood out the most, is the fact that no one else was running this from the teams that he was going against, and it was Galvantula. And we talked about this actually, and you saw, you're like, you know, it might be a good play, and it's 41 in PvPoke, but in the other list from Pogo Stadium, when they did the analysis of what is most used, Galvantula is in the top 12. Most used, and Toxicroak is in there too, top 12. I don't know if I'm just trying to help people out and get these picks before, you know, they change the rankings of the Labyrinth Cup, because these are the slip, for now, obviously they're more popular in GBL, but for now they're sleeper picks, and it's just, you know, get on it. Like, I think that, the team that he's running is solid, and he's running, Toxicroak, Vigoroth, Mandibuzz, Alolan Ninetales, Politoed, which is super spammy along with Ninetales, and Galvantula.
He was running the same team. We both had the same team with, except I was running Wishcash and he's running Politoed.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. I also noticed there isn't that many grass in this cup. It's interesting.
Which is, I think, like, your main one is Abomasnow. I don't see, let's see, you got Abomasnow, Abomasnow's Shadow, and then Tropius is the next one. And so Abomasnow, Shadow's 21, regular Abomasnow, 23, and then your next one, like I said, was Tropius at 36.
It's crazy.
Because I'm guessing because of all the ice fighting and flying.
Yeah, because, like, if you use Tropius, you can't use Mandibuzz, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense.
If you use Venusaur, then you can't use Toxicroak or anything else.
Exactly. Yo, man, this thing gets you thinking. That's why I like it.
Exactly. So, funny story. So once, you know, we were talking and I saw the Galvantula that Kingflip was using, I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. So I put it on my team, and out of everyone, there was only one person who had a Skarmory on their team.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, that was the one, like, that was the reason I was bringing Galvantula, because I felt like the rest of my team could handle everything else. And so I get paired up against the guy with the Skarmory, and I'm like, he's going to run it. So I put Galvantula, I didn't lead him. I led Ninetales, like, the entire time. I felt like I had a good matchup leading Ninetales, mm-hmm. like, every single time. And even if I didn't, I was able to get off enough weather balls to either burn their shields or make them switch out. And he throws Skarmory in, and I'm like, boom. I got him locked in Skarmory. I switch in Galvantula, and I'm like, crap.
Oh my god.
I had him double moved. I forgot to change his second move, so he was running lunge and I think cross poison.
No. So you had volt switch.
And I totally forgot. I had volt switch, but I forgot to put discharge on him.
Oh man.
No. And I'm like, this thing is useless. This is absolutely useless. Yeah, because once he saw that I was just throwing lunges at him, I think he knew, like, okay, I'm
shielding.
Did
he shield any at least? He had to. There's no way.
He shielded the first one, and then once he saw that it was lunge, he didn't shield the second one.
Okay. Usually people bait, and then they shield the second one again, because they're like, alright, this guy baited the first time, so he's not going to bait the second time.
Yeah.
That's crazy, so...
So he didn't shield, and then once he saw that I ran lunge, he was just, I knew he knew, like, I'm just gonna take this out. Cause without discharge, like, he's gonna lose the Skarmory.
That's,
yeah, it was.
Oh man, I've done that before where, and that's why from now on, that's why I like the new setup that they have is when you're picking your Pokemon, you can hold that Pokemon and it shows you the moves. And I started doing that every time now because I messed up so many times picking the wrong Pokemon. So
yeah, I felt so dumb afterwards. I was just like,
it happens.
I can't believe I did that.
It happens.
But yeah, so that's pretty much Labyrinth Cup in a nutshell. Obviously, as it goes on, and play some more tournaments, you know, these rankings will change. They always do throughout the month.
Yeah.
So, and then, like I said, and like you mentioned, Wednesday, I have a live tournament, and then I've got one every week. So
You're gonna kill him.
Some stuff to talk about. I hope so, man.
If I'm awake, I need to get.
I need to get out of. I need to get out of Rival because I did not do good during those first couple cups. Like I just Sunrise and Marsh, and I just wasn't. Yeah. I know what my problem was. I was being cheap, and I wasn't investing in the ones that I needed because I didn't want to.
This quick tip for everyone: definitely invest if you want to get better.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, don't be cheap because yeah, you may get lucky with like this crazy pick down in like the 100s in the rankings, but eventually it's gonna catch up to you.
Or just like having the one move on the Pokemon.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, for this one, that's what I bit the bullet and put a second move on Ninetales because it was running one move for the longest time.
Yeah, no.
Because I wasn't going to spend that 50K on it.
Yeah, no. I learned the hard way, too. I'm like, if I don't have it, I'm not going to use it. If I don't have double move, I'm just going to keep it in the bench.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I did this week was... I went through and used the tags, like the new tag thing that they did.
Yeah.
And literally just went through every single one and was like, I tagged it like, this one I need to power up. This one I need to add a second move to. This one is for my Ultra League. This one's for Great League. This one. So that I know, like, I could just go through there and be like, okay, I'm going to spend 100,000. Like, where am I going to put this?
Right.
You know. Because otherwise, it's whatever I caught recently. So, like the 200K that I put into Emolga and thinking that it was going to be awesome. Because it's electric and flying. It's basically Zapdos. And then...
it's something you like. So, like for me, if I like a Pokemon, I don't mind spending dust on it.
Yeah. I mean, I ran it through the Flying Cup, like... exclusively just because I put so much time into it, like exactly. Best Buddy and everything. So I ran it regardless if it got beat. Like I ran it because I put in the time and the money for it.
Oh no!
So all right. So okay. So let's move on to our in-game news. So we are in February and they are packing like this blog post is the biggest blog post I think I've ever seen them post.
Dude, like
for, I was, what, 25 days?
Like I was telling you, man, like it's, I feel like they're just, you know, every time is back to back, new updates, new stuff on the game. It's just great.
Yeah, it's nice because it's keeping things interesting. There was like a period where like nothing was going on and it was just like, this is okay. But now I think now that more people are playing, especially remotely and from home, like yeah. Now they have to put things out. Like we got to keep people interested because otherwise they're just gonna stop playing. And
which is crazy because just based on the people that, you know, listen to us, I've noticed a bunch of them are players that stopped playing and they came back to start, playing and they got interested in PvP. So.
Yeah.
I've
gotten sense. A lot of those too. New to PvP, which is awesome. It's such a fun part of the game and I really, really hope they never bring back the walking requirement.
I said the same thing, but some people think that they will. I personally think that if they bring that back, they're going to lose a lot of money.
Yeah, well, they'll shoot themselves in the foot for esports if they bring it back. Cause, like, how you gonna do a tournament if you didn't walk your 5K to get a...
Exactly. Or, for example, the streamers on Twitch, you know, they do all their sets at night.
Yeah.
And how are you going to do it? It's like, oh, no, wait, I got to go walk like 5 hours before I can go stream another 5 hours. And that's it.
Like, I was thinking about this, like, this is free advertisement for them.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
every time a streamer gets on there and starts streaming Go Battle League, or, you know, someone is posting their videos from Sylph tournaments or something like that.
Or
like,
even us.
Yeah, us, the pod, you know, all the podcasts. It's free advertisement for them. Like, why would you ruin that? I don't see that happening.
I hope we're wrong, you know. I mean, actually, I hope you're right saying that you don't see them doing it, but knowing Niantic and the past stuff they've done, I don't know.
It's hard.
I get scared.
Yeah, it's hard to trust them.
Yeah.
Okay, so back on track with the in-game news here. So, like I said, there's a bunch of stuff going on this month. I don't want to go through each part of this.
Yeah,
because it's not, a lot of it's not relevant to our show as a PvP show and what our listeners are coming to listen to. But if you want to know everything that's going on, you can go to PokemonGoLive.com and then go on their updates. So this is from the most recent one, which was the 2nd. So let's see. So I'll just kind of go down. There's a lot of raid stuff. If you're big raiders, you know, Entei, Riku, Suicune, they're there. And then starting on the 20th, which is for the Kanto tour, these are a little more relevant PvP wise, at least for candy purposes and stuff. You're probably not going to get great IVs from the raid. Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres, and Mewtwo will be back. And from what I can see and what I hear, they're all going to have their signature moves.
Yeah, the ones that they had previously.
Yeah.
Kind of like Zapdos, Thundershock. I think Articuno with Hurricane, and Moltres was not
exactly. Sky Attack.
Yes, you're right. And then Mewtwo, obviously, you know, Psy Strike,
yep. Spotlight Hours. So when this comes out, it will be Miltank Spotlight Hour, which is double Stardust for catching, which is always fun.
Yes.
Plus, I didn't get a shiny Miltank, and I want the blue cow.
No, that's true. That's true. I shouldn't even think about this. It's nice to have it as a blue cow.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the following week, you've got Love Disc with twice XP, if you're on your XP grind. And then the last Tuesday, which is the 23rd, they're doing Pikachu.
Yo, again. I am grinding that. You know why?
Yeah, the XL for Raichu
in Ultra League.
Yeah, the Alolan Raichu in Ultra League. I saw a video, I think it was, I'm going to butcher his name, Yonkis?
Yes.
German guy?
He's funny.
With that Alolan Raichu?
Yeah, like, yo.
Oh, man.
It's crazy. It's super powerful. It's kind of like an Ampharos, but has a psychic. Obviously, it would be, you know, weak against Snorlax because of the licks, but still, like, it's super strong, better movesets. So I would be really excited to use one for Ultra League.
Yeah, and it's, you're going to get twice catch candy, so that's good. I think when this comes out, let me see. Yeah, so today, the day we're recording, is also wrapping up the Go Rocket event. So,
yeah, there was a few new they brought back Shadow Beldum, they brought, was it Carvana, that fish?
Yeah, the yep, the one that evolves into Sharpedo.
Yes, and then what was the other one? This is all from the Rocket Leaders.
Yeah.
I forget the other one. But they were brought back, and obviously they're new shinies, and it's super cool to have, like, for example, a Beldum that's shiny and shadow. So that's something I was looking out for. I think it's Growlithe, actually, now that I think about it. The other one's Growlithe, shiny.
I'm trying to think, because I had to go through them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's that one.
No, it was Aerodactyl.
Aerodactyl.
And it was, oh my god. Cliff was the most annoying one throughout the entire week. Like, I hated having, like, I don't know why, like, no matter what, like, that Aerodactyl just, like, wrecked me every single time. And I'm not the only one, because I think I saw on Twitter, for the battles, she posted something about having a hard time with Cliff, too.
That's fun.
But, no, I was doing any chance that I could get a Swinub. What is it? Swinub? The one that evolves into Mamoswine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime I could do a grunt that had one of those, I was doing it. A Shadow Mamoswine seems so cool.
it will be super squishy, but it will be super strong.
Oh my gosh. But it would hit so hard.
It already hits hard as is. So you just gotta, you know, be careful how it's used.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. And then today was community day.
I got a few, good, you know, I think I got like maybe a few rank 15s and then 50s for Great League and Ultra League.
I didn't get anything. Let's see. I got like a rank 60. It was a 4, 15, 12 for Ultra. And then I think it was like around the same for Great. My Great League one was a 92. Mm-hmm. And it was actually one of my research rewards. So. None of my shinies were any good, so I was a little upset.
My shinies were not good at all, but I'm trying to get a Hundo or a Shundo, if I can, for Master League whenever I get, you know, enough Stardust to power up my, Pokemon for XL.
Yeah. Well, the one I have for Great League was a 13-13-13, and surprisingly, that's a 92%.
Okay. And then, how many XL candies did you get? Do you know, like, or did you keep count?
I didn't keep track. I know it wasn't. So right now I have 54.
Okay.
I couldn't imagine having maybe more than 10.
Okay.
Before I started.
I think I had my gacha for most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really like grinding. I was just like maybe walking around apartment complex, but with the incense, like that thing is like always getting a Pokemon like every like what
mm-hmm.
few seconds. So it essentially was the same thing, and I ended up going from like 4 XL candies to 124.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So it was a good grind. I definitely need more for my level 51. So
yeah.
But I still think that was pretty good for, you know, just staying home.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I got a couple, I think I got like 4 or 5 shinies. I just wanted a good Ultra League one and a good Great League one that I didn't have to put too much Stardust into, which I did. I think when I evolved my Ultra League one, it evolved to 1772. So it's not that much to get it up to, you know, Ultra League. And then the Great League one was 1249. So that's like nothing to get it to the 1500. I think it's like 1 or 2 power-ups.
Oh, so. Okay. So it's not that bad.
Yeah. Well, because I already had, I think, like a rank 10 or 11 for Ultra League. So, and I had already powered it up all the way, double moved it. So I was like, I'm not going to go too crazy about it because I already had a really, really good one for Ultra League. And so I was like, well, if I can get somewhere in the 90s, you know, and I don't have to put too much into it, mm-hmm. see how it runs.
Right.
And if I'm seeing like a big difference, then, you know, if I have a spare, you know, Elite TM, you know, for fast TM or whatever, and I really feel like I have to have this thing, you know. But
did you run any GBL sets after CD, our community day?
I was running mine last night, and
you already saw.
Yeah, so I think I must have been playing someone in Australia because
me too.
Like, it was the only other way that they could have had it, and I saw it and I was like, I know what they got.
Okay, it's not a surprise what you have, man. Like, if you're running this, you already have the moves. And let me tell you, that thing hits like a truck.
Yeah, that thing was so quick. Yeah, I was like,
the thing was so
quick. I got stuck I got switch locked with S Cavalier, and it just, yeah, it burnt through my shields, and then it hit me with a weather ball, and I was done.
Yeah, dude. Like, I was like, all right, let me, I have full health. Let me let this Pokemon hit his, hit her weather ball on my Scavalier. It's not gonna do, like, I know it's gonna do a lot, but not, like, enough to kill me. I literally had 10% health. And I'm like, holy crap. And I was just like, nope, never letting this thing hit me again.
Yeah, no, for real. We said it, like, we said it, what, 2 weeks ago when they first announced it? Like, this is going to have some relevance in Ultra League. I don't know. I think I would still go cheer them in Great League.
Yes.
But in Ultra League, like, this thing is going to have play. So I hope you guys got a good one. I know someone messaged us on Twitter showing us he got a rank 1.
Oh, yeah. He got a rank 55. He got a rank 55 and then powered up because he got excited. You know, he's fairly new to PvP. He was a rank 18 right now, I believe he said. And he said he got excited. I mean, who wouldn't? Rank 55, you know. And I don't know if it was a shiny or not, but regardless, still rank 55. So he powered up, second moved it. And then he later found out that he had a rank 1. For Ultra League and was asking, you know, if he should power up the other one as well. And, you know, what we said is, you know, we kind of like how we went over with XL candies versus like Azu, the old rank 1 Azu versus the XL Azu. You know, are you going to power up a new one when you already have the level 40 one? No. You have it. It's very similar. And one thing is that Azu, the level 40, beats the XL in a mirror match. So if you keep that rank 55 and they have a rank 1, you're going to beat it in the CMP tie all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm looking at the screenshots he sent us. So his rank 1 was a 0, 12, 15. And then his rank 55, he didn't give us the Pokegenie, so I'm gonna just try and guess. I'm guessing it's probably like a 1 or 2 attack, 14 defense, and I would say probably 12, in the HP. I would kind of rather run the rank 55 than the rank 1. Because, yeah, like you said, you're going to get mirror matches, at least for, like, the next go-around in Ultra League, or when it opens up to, like, all three cups, if they do that again. You're going to get mirror matches, and that little bit of extra in the attack is going to help.
Exactly.
So, yeah. I mean, it's, everyone does it. I mean, we've been playing this, you know, doing PvP for a long time, and you're always, like, I had a rank 5 Noctowl, and then one day I caught a fully evolved Noctowl that was rank 1, and I'm like, great, you know. But, you know, it's going to happen. You're always going to get, unless you have only rank 1s, like, you're always going to get something that's a little better than the one you already have. If you want to have, like, 6 Roserades, you know, go for it. If you've got the dust and the candy for it. But yeah, a rank 55, that's, I think I would take that one over the rank 1.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, that's why I'm saying, like, you know, especially like on, like, if you get the rank 1 and you want to power up, go for it, you know? But if you already have one powered up and it's, you know, I would say like how rank 55 is, I would say I wouldn't stress, especially if you don't have the dust for it. That rank 55 is still going to do the same job. I honestly don't think you'll find very many mirror matches. But knowing, especially after today, actually, there has been a lot of Roserades out there. So that, I think that'll die down probably within two. Well, actually, we're changing tomorrow. I don't want to get too ahead, but yeah. So I think it's still solid. Like, I think you guys can definitely go see the post that he did and you guys can see that.
Yeah, it's a solid. So we've got the Lunar New Year event starting Tuesday the 9th to Sunday the 14th. So this one, they do this every year. So they're, it says encounter red Pokemon and celebrate the year of the ox. A special Mega Evolved Pokemon will also be appearing in Mega Raids for the first time at the start of this event. Stay tuned for more details. So those details, I don't know. I think they got put out on Twitter because it's not in here. Gyarados.
Yeah,
that's Mega Gyarados. Which is freaking cool just to look at. But the red Pokemon, that's going to be fun because there's a lot of good red Pokemon out there.
I actually found the post on the live news.
Mm-hmm.
So the red Pokemon is Krabby, Goldeen, Magmar, Magikarp, Milk Tank, which there's another chance for you to get that blue, mm-hmm. that blue shiny, Metatite, which is going to be good for XL candies, and mm-hmm. then T-Pig, which, and then it says, and more, so. And then it says, will you be lucky enough to encounter a coveted red shiny Gyarados? Which I agree. I always like that red, shiny Gyarados. Yeah. It always reminds me from the Pokemon game series, from that lake.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. And then.
Yeah.
It says that there'll be some tasks, for rewards that'll be Meowth, Alolan Meowth, which is, And then the one that I like is Galarian Meowth, is because if you get.
Berserker is a beast.
Yes. I like to run it. And then also Meditate again, so get more candies for that.
Yeah.
And then this has Pokemon representing animals associated with Lunar New Year will be hatching from 5K. I don't know who would do this, but it says that you're going to keep an eye out for Rattata, Ekans, Mankey.
I'm not hatching any eggs.
I'm not hatching any 5K to be specific now.
Yeah. Cause if I get a, I may quit. I would just quit the game.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's it. I'm done.
Oh. That's funny. I would just be like, nope. I'm never, that's why I don't buy incubators that often.
Yeah. I'm a sucker for the incubators. it's honestly more for the fact that I hate having eggs. I feel like they're there and I have to hatch them. And I know there's some people who, like one of the hosts on Pokemon Go Radio, he is all about the fact that he runs a single incubator. And that's it. He doesn't buy incubators, nothing. And he runs the free one and that's it. I can't do that. I'm just like, I need to get them out and hatch them and just,
that's funny.
I don't know.
Oh,
that's probably where I spend money. My coins.
Yeah.
No. Is this the event where they're also going to open up trade distance,
expand
the trade distance and the lucky trades?
Yes, so this is where it says, after obviously there's other stuff about the raids where you guys can check that out. Just a quick one, Latios and Latias are coming back, so if you want their shiny, obviously go for it. And then you guys, it's the year of the ox, so Tauros, will be featured in the time, research. And then gifts will contain more Pokeballs. And then this is the part where, I get excited because it says you are more likely to become lucky friends with your friends. So be sure to swap gifts, battle raids, and trade with them. And this is what gets me, because you don't have to be lucky friends, because this is where it says when you trade a Pokemon, and it could be like any Pokemon, it doesn't have to be, you know, your lucky friends, it'll be more likely to become a lucky Pokemon. That is amazing.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, oh, no, my bad, go ahead.
No, that's, yeah. I like that because we've got like, what, three lined up that we wanted to trade each other?
And the great thing is that the trading range, so we don't have to meet, will temporarily increase to 40 kilometers. So we'll be more than in range. And this will be from, tomorrow, Monday, February 8th, 1 p.m., which is PST, or whatever normally, like for us, it'd be 4 p.m. You know, whatever normally like changes to like do for your local time is when it will change, to February 15th. So it will be a week. Take advantage of this. Like, this is amazing chance, for you to get those lucky, Pokemon. And there's actually, the one that we were just discussing before recording this, there's a thing that I think if we haven't posted it in our Twitter, I'll be doing that at some point when either, later today or tomorrow, where it's called a lucky trade priorities. And trust me, you want to make these trades because they're super important. And even myself, like, I didn't know some of these that were like, what the heck? So for Great League, they, said they wanted, Sableye, purified Sableye, purified, Wobbuffet, which you better be saving those because I want to get a hundo, Lickitung, Bastiodon, Medicham, Diggersby, and then I forget that little blue,
I don't remember what that one is.
I think either. It's like Pachirisu or something like that. Yeah. So I think it's, guys, I'm going to be butchering his name because I'm not familiar with all the names of, later, generations, but I'm pretty sure it's called like a Pachirisu or something like that. And then Alolan Sandshrew is the one that completely threw me off guard. I'm like, okay, so are they thinking maybe for another thing? But it says for Great League. So I'm like, why would you want a lucky Alolan Sandslash? And then someone corrected me and it's just Alolan Sandshrew. And I started looking and he's more bulky than Sandslash. And I was like, what? And I started looking at the moves. And I'm like, yo, this thing is very interesting, but you need it at level 50. So good luck with that. And then another one is Grimer that threw me off. I'm like, what is going on? And then you also have Litleo, which Arrow is the one that made this Pokemon popular. Litleo is the first base form and it's three Pokemon that are recommending you to lucky trade. So I'm going to definitely be doing these because I never thought about doing it. And then for Ultra, you have the Pancake. Stunfisk. Is it the Galarian? Yeah, the Galarian.
Yeah, Galarian.
Stunfisk. Umbreon. Skarmory. Galvantula. Obamasnow. Toxicroak. Drifblim. Registeel. Clefable. And Ferrothorn. I want to say 99% of these Pokemon are from the Great League. And they're taking over the Ultra League, guys. So watch out, because you guys need to prepare for that. These Pokemon are amazing. I've seen them, and they're super tanking, especially Umbreon, man. I think it's so annoying. So moving on to Master League, you have Dialga, Groudon, Kyogre, Ho-Oh, Mewtwo, Metagross, Snorlax, Garchomp, Dragonite, and Melmetal. Melmetal is still one that I actually don't have. He seems very fun to play with. I definitely want to make one eventually. But yeah, so these Pokemon, we're going to be posting this, and I don't know if Astro has a shiny one. I would definitely like one of those. If he doesn't, then
I would like a shiny Melmetal too. I missed both events where you could get the shinies.
Really?
But luckily I have my Switch, so I have plenty of Melmetals to trade you there. Luckily for me, I already have a Hundo Galarian Stunfisk.
Oh, so yeah, you showed me that.
Yeah, lucky. It's just a matter of
getting the XL candies.
Yeah.
That's the hard part. It's not even getting the Hundo anymore.
Yeah, no.
So yeah, that's a lot on here. That's what we should be expecting starting tomorrow. That's February 9th. Sorry. That's in 2 days. So we'll have this out. Yeah. So we'll have this out. But actually the trading starts tomorrow. but the actual event for the other stuff that we mentioned of the Pokemon will start on Tuesday when our episode comes out.
Yes. So, so a side note to the trading, so that just in case some of our listeners are new to Pokemon Go, or just they played it but don't know all the mechanics and stuff like that. Some of these Pokemon that we mentioned, like your Milmetal, any of these Master League legendaries, if you know one of them you want a shiny or something like that, those have to be special trades. So it has to be your first trade of the day. Especially if you don't have it. So make sure, like, if you're trying to trade something that you don't have with someone, you make that your priority trade for the day. Because otherwise they're not going to let you, they're not going to let you do it.
No, yeah, for sure.
So, so yeah, so that starts on Tuesday. Let's see, before we get into the Valentine's Day stuff, so they're doing, one coin bundles every week, so you could stock up on your Pokeballs. There's a, let's see, the one they just did was the Rocket Radar, so...
There's one tomorrow, one that comes, right?
Yeah, tomorrow, so that one's gonna have...
Eight?
Eight incense.
Oh my god.
It's a lot.
What?
And then a bunch of berries, which normally I would be like, eh, I don't need any more berries. But now with how much candy you need for XL, those pinup berries that everybody was deleting are much more valuable. Plus a lot of these researches lately have been making you use berries.
Yeah.
I think the one, the Roselia one today.
Oh, yeah. The,
had one. Right? He had to use like 15 Pinap berries. Yeah. So those are coming up. There's some quality of life things. Really, like the cool thing is like you'll finally be able to mass transfer mythical and legendary Pokemon.
Dude, finally.
Yes. Be very careful with that.
Oh no, that too. That's why the great thing is that if you favor a Pokemon, you won't be able to transfer it. So I always make sure as soon as I see a Pokemon I don't want to transfer, I favor it, because I've done that before and I hated myself for about a month.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. But mark those, tag those, save them for when they do the double transfer candy. That way you get more out of it. So now the fun part of the month, which will kind of also lead into our GBL section, is the Valentine's Day celebration. So the Valentine's Day celebration actually starts tomorrow, for the Love Cup. So, that runs from the 8th through the 15th. We're not going to get into that now. We're going to wait until we get to the GBL. And then after that, on the 14th through the 18th, so it starts at 1 p.m. local time, through Thursday, February 18th at 8 p.m. local time. The annual Valentine's Day event. You can look forward to some Pokemon making their Pokemon debut, as well as exclusive avatar items. And of course, stay tuned for more details. I'm very interested to see what these Pokemon Go debut Pokemon are. I hope it's nothing like...
nothing lame.
Meh. Is this also running around the same time as the red Pokemon thing? I think so, yeah.
The only thing that I see good, obviously, you know, whenever there's like the Valentine events, they always do like the pink thing. That's always like the traditional thing for Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
the only good thing I see that coming from this is I really have been wanting to stack up on Clefable candy.
Yeah.
So Clefairies, I'm going to be hunting those so much, like, cause I need that XL candy.
Yeah. One that I've been working on for Ultra League is Wigglytuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you showed me that one too. I'm like, yo.
Mm-hmm. So
that is a nice pick.
Yeah. So it's a hundo. I want to see how well it works in Ultra versus Great League. Cause you do see a lot more ghosts. You see a lot more, dark. You see a lot more fighting, and dragon in Ultra. So, you know, even though it has the normal typing, it still is neutral, I think, right? Neutral to fighting. But that ice beam, it has ice beam where I don't think Clefable has that.
No, Clefable does not have ice beam.
Yeah.
The good thing about Clefable has the meteor match, which is good against other fairies, but Wigglytuff, also has ice beam, which is good against, you know, Venusaur, which is grass. And, you know, Venusaur resists, charms from fairies.
Yep, and you've also got a lot of Dragonite running around in Ultra, so that Ice Beam plays, you know, on top of the charm. Now you've got the Ice Beam. So I'm going to be stocking up on those. I've been catching Jigglypuffs every time I get a chance.
Should run like a three normal types, like Wigglytuff, Snorlax, and Obstagoon.
Obstagoon, ooh. That would be fun.
Yeah, right?
That would be a lot of fun, actually.
And Gengar would just be like, I hate you so much.
Exactly. So that's, you know, I'll look for that. Other than that, yeah, I don't really see anything else really PvP relevant, but that event is a nice little transition over to our GBL portion of the show. Fight. So we are wrapping up Ultra League, ends tomorrow at whatever your local time for your changes. And then we will transition into Master League, which normally, I would just sit out the next week or 2 weeks because I got nothing. And now with the XL candies,
definitely,
like, I really have nothing. I really, really have nothing.
Even for
now.
Me, like, they just completely killed Master League for me because I don't grind as hard as, like, other people. So like it killed Master League for me. So it's going to be a while. And like, if they continue doing these cups, running along with Master League, it saves me, from not playing. Cause I'll just get like destroyed if I play against XLmon.
Yeah, exactly. I was, you know, what made me, I thought about this. I wonder if they saw, cause you know, they're business. So they're probably running, you know, analysis and statistics and stuff like that on when people are logging on, how many people are playing and stuff like that. I wonder if them adding the cups during Master League played into a fact that maybe they saw like a significant drop.
Oh no, for sure. Like this is a great example with like how we were talking about, newer players coming in or, people that didn't really invest or haven't invested in anything but Great League. You won't, like, let's just say, for example, if I just started PvP and I won't have anything for Master League, so I'm just going to skip out. So that's why if you do a cup that's for Great League and as well as Master League, you know, you kind of get people, they get the best of both worlds if you have both, obviously. But if there's the newer people, they don't have to skip out and they don't miss out on the dust that you get from GBL.
Yep. So before we get into that, Let's recap Ultra. Normally, Ultra, I normally do fairly well during Ultra. This time, up until, so I had the one, my OG team that I run every, you know, every time Ultra comes around, which is Gengar, Snorlax, and then, Machamp. Then our last episode, we did our spicy teams and we, you know, picked new teams, and that ended up falling flat on its face for both of us.
Like, I literally just got wrecked.
So a little behind the curtain for everyone listening. I think like 24 hours later, we're both like, can we, like, you think everyone would get mad if we just, like, switched it? I was like, maybe, and I was like, we'll just make a Twitter post and everybody will be fine.
Like, yeah, no, because like, I was going to say, like,
because people got to understand, like, you know, I know you hit legend, but eventually when you start losing 100 points, you're like,
I kind of like staying above 3,000 now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like I was like thinking, like, you know, I'm sure people would enjoy if we give them a winning team as well. So I think that worked out.
Yeah, no, it did. So then that kind of was going, and then you sent it to me, but I don't remember, and I want to make sure I give the credit to the right people. Okay, it was from Ghost Stadium. So Ghost Stadium posted an infographic with the meta cores for Ultra League. And it had a whole bunch of, and it's on their website, but, you know, by the time you're listening to this, Ultra's over. So, but maybe for next go around, but I'm sure everything will change. But they gave like three Pokemon, like an unbalanced, like a team, a balance, you know, and, you know, I'm looking at it and I'm like, I don't have an Abomasnow made. I don't have a Drifloom made. I don't have this one made. I don't have that one made. I'm like going through and I'm like, I look at the very last one and it's unconventional. Toxicroak, Escavalier, and Obstagoon. And I'm like, oh man, those are three counter users.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've got all three of those. And I was like, let me try it out. And I think I did a variation change on it, but I started running it and dude, that team's a lot of fun. You really gotta, for the most part, like I just had to really hope that there wasn't a Charizard in the back. And if there was, that I was able to switch Escavalier out to Obstagoon, because Obstagoon was really the only one that could handle Charizard. But as long as there wasn't a Charizard hiding in the back, like, that team was doing solid. I changed out, I think last night or the night before, I changed out Escavalier and ran Gengar.
Okay.
Just to give me the poison, but also to help me balance out if I hit something like a Charizard, where I could at least spam the shadow punches and eventually they would start burning a shield or two or whatever. And that actually, I think I went 5-0 the first time with it, and then went 2-3, 2-3, and then 3-2, 3-2. Right. So 3-2, 3-2, 3-2.
It's just the 5-0 essentially.
Yeah, just that first one, and I think I just got really lucky with it. But it was fun. Like, I'm not saying like it was a great team to run or whatever, but it was different, and I just liked how fun and versatile it was.
Like, yeah, no, really, like, it's crazy.
I just had to watch out for Charizard.
Yeah, it's just crazy how much more you enjoy a team when it's fun, you know, like versus like something that's like, I don't know, meta, like that's boring, like you may get some wins, but it's just like when you're not, I mean, for me, like when I'm not having fun with a team, I do bad, like even if it's like safe.
Mm-hmm.
So like with my team that I'm running, which is, I ran in the first half of the season, of season six, and it was Shadow, Snorlax, Clefable, and Kingdra. I just enjoy playing that team a lot. Even if I get a fighter lead, I can actually still win 60% of the time. And it's just super fun. Like, you just gotta play it right. So for me, like, I've been staying consistent with my team. I go up to 3100s, go down a little bit, go up to almost, I haven't crossed the 3200s yet, but, you know, I'm not too worried about, like, you know, getting leaderboard either, because that's just too stressful.
Yeah, that's really, that's a lot. So I know I wanted to hit, was it expert after ace?
Yes, expert.
No, wait. I wanted.
No, it was veteran, I believe.
Veteran?
Yes.
Yeah. I know I wanted to try and hit veteran by the end of Ultra. It just didn't happen, but I had fun where I am. Like, I'm still, I think, 22, like in the 2200s. So hopefully, now that we've got the Love Cup rolling in, and it's more in my wheelhouse of a restricted meta, even though it's just by color, it's still pretty restrictive. Hopefully, this will boost me up and get me where I want to be before the season ends. So, Love Cup is running, what, just the week, I think?
Yes, it's just running from, what was it? Basically from February 8th to February 15th. So it's just a week.
Mm-hmm. Red and pink Pokemon under, you know, in Great League area, under 1500. I believe they're going color scheme off of their Pokedex entry, because some of them I'm looking at and I was like, is that really red?
Like Charizard?
Yeah, like
Kingler?
Yeah. To me, those are orange. But I guess according to their Pokedex, they're red. So, PV Poke here. Let's see. Top 10. Lickitung, XL. I'm going to butcher this name. Alomomola? Alomomola?
Yeah, don't worry. I just say Alo.
Charizard, Electrode, Medicham, XL, Clefable, Charizard Shadow, Wigglytuff, Scrafty, and Lickitung. And then I'll give you number 11 is Medicham regular.
You know what I find interesting? There's two Pokemon there that I would never thought I would see in like top 10. And it's that first one that we just completely butchered.
Alomomola.
Yeah. And Electrode. It's just crazy, yo. Like, I like it. I like this, like, kind of like the cup that you're playing right now in Silph, you know, different Pokemon, that you never use, and it's just fun.
So, I'm in the Discord, for, the Lured Up podcast, and they do a Friday night fights, and this past Friday, it was what they did was like a preview for the Love Cup. So I was like, huh, well, let me see, you know, let me look through and see what I can find. And it'd be good practice to kind of see what other people are running, but also to see what I want to run. And I'm pretty, so it's a very laid back, tournament. Mm-hmm. So there's not really like a time limit. So I think we've only done like one. We've only done like one match.
Okay.
But the team that I went with is Cheerum, Wigglytuff, and here's my spice, Delphox.
That is completely not in any of the things I was looking at.
Yeah. Yeah. So Delphox is actually ranked here at 48. So I went with Cheerum, you know, with to help me with any of my water Pokemon, but it also, because of the Weather Ball fire, would help with any of my grass that I would come up against or bug. And then it has, I'm running it, I think, with Dazzling Gleam.
Okay.
As the second move. So if I come up against like a Medichan or something like that, that's going to be a little weaker to Fairy, I'll have that to back me up. Wigglytuff, because it's just, it's such a tank. I think it's like, besides that and Clefable, like it was a toss up between the two. I know you're more of a Clefable fan.
Yeah.
I love Jiggly and I love Wigglytuff. So I went with that. And then I was just kind of looking. I was like, I want my third one to be something that's going to catch people off guard, but is still going to have play.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So I went through and I saw Delphox, and I just made one for Great League, and I was like, I want to see how well this is. So it's ranked 48 on PV Pokes list rankings for the Love Cup. So its key losses, I'm going to go losses first. Charizard, Alolamola, Scrafty, Electrode, and Lickitung. So it's going to lose against the top, like some of the top 10 ones. Here's where it wins. Medichan, Wigglytuff, Clefable, Vileplume, Scizzard.
It seems solid.
It is. And so fast move is Fire Spin. Then charge moves, you're running Flame Charge and Psychic. So
It's definitely like, I think it's bulkier than Charizard.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a plus for sure. And it has Flame Charge, which increases the damage of the Fire Spins. So I actually, you know, thought about it too. So you kind of beat me to that one.
Yeah. So the psychic typing helps it, but doesn't at the same time. It makes it weak to what? Ghost and Dark. It adds those two. Let me see. Hold on. I got it right here. Yes. So Ghost, Dark, Ground, Rock, and Water. But it also helps its resistances. So Steel, Psychic, Ice, Grass, Fire, Fighting, Fairy. So that's where I went and I said, you know what? You're going to see a lot of Clefable. Probably going to see a lot of Wigglytuffs. We're going to probably see a lot of fairy Pokemon and fighting. So let me have something that I know is going to resist both of them, but can cover my weaknesses with Chirum being weak to fire. And then, you know, with Wiggly, you know, whatever Wigglytuff couldn't take care of either.
Yeah.
So, defense stats, let me see, we've got, so attack is 130.4 to 140.8, defense 105.6 to 118.8, and then stamina 101 to 114. That's just like the range for each one. I don't know which one the base stats are. But let's compare that to Charizard, which is rank 3. So Charizard's defense, like I said, this is the range from PV Poke, is anywhere from 99.4 to 112.3. Yeah. So Delphox is a little bulkier, but it doesn't hit as hard. Its attacks are lower than Charizard's.
Yeah. It kind of like evens out in a
yeah.
way.
Yeah. So I'm sure a lot of people are already got Charizards made. The interesting thing though, about Charizard on this list is they have him running Wing Attack over Fire Spin and Dragon Breath.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that, but it kind of makes sense. Just because, like, you have that water Pokemon, you have a fighter, and then you have another fighter as well, so, like, with Scrafty. But I don't know. To be honest with you, like, I'm still going to run Fire Spin if I do run a Charizard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For Great League, I have one Charizard for Great League. It runs Fire Spin. And then Ultra League range, I have one that's Dragon Breath and then one that's Fire Spin.
I actually have a Dragon Breath and a Fire Spin one for Great League. I'm contemplating about making one for it with Wing Attack because we did get that Elite Fast TM today in the, mm-hmm. the box if you bought one. And I mean, if I can get three Charizards, why not?
Yeah.
Who isn't a fan of a Charizard?
I love Charizard. Actually, I have a Charizard tattoo on my leg. It's my favorite Pokemon. What? So
you need to post it on Twitter, man.
Yep. I'll post it. I will post it tonight. I think I have like a good picture of like when it just got done.
Yeah.
So it's pretty. It's pretty sweet. The guy who did it did a really good job. Luckily, the guy I go to get tattooed, he is a Pokemon fan as well. So when I came and said I wanted a Charizard on my leg, he was like, yes, yes, yes.
100 times yes.
Yeah, exactly.
That is crazy.
So what have you been kind of looking at?
So,
especially since now I know you're probably not going to run anything in Master.
No, I'm not. I'm not even considering Masters, but the fact, cause like last time when all three leagues were up, or no, before that, when, it was Holiday Cup, I was just like, alright, I'm gonna be running Masters. I went into Masters, I just kept getting wrecked by, you know, a level 42 Machamp versus my level 40. Mm-hmm. and so on. So for Love Cup, I was looking and there's a meta simplify as in Game Press, which I think we are going to post later tonight or tomorrow before the Love Cup starts. So obviously you have your fairies with the Clefable and Wigglytuff, and then you have your Medicham, and then you have that Alola Moala, whatever it was called. And then Milotic as well. And then you have your Charizard and Tylo, is it the
Typhlosion?
No, the other fire, Tylo Flame?
Talonflame? Oh, okay. Yeah, the bird, the new one?
Yes. So he's bulkier than Charizard and they're both fire and flying. So obviously Charizard beats the fairies and then the fairies beat Medicham. Medicham beats the water ones, which Milotic and, that weird pink fish. And obviously the waters beats the fire. So here's the interesting part where there's a core breakers on the side where they're just nice picks. And interestingly enough, one of the Pokemons that you mentioned is on there. Chirim. Chirim is one of the core breakers. He is neutral, or she is neutral, against Medicham and the fairies. And it obviously loses against fire. I don't see it winning, but, it can definitely chip with the weather balls. And then it beats the waters. If you run, you know, the grass move. Even with Dazzling Gleam, I think it'll still do a lot of damage. And then you have Electrode and Rotom. I don't remember if you got any of those.
I have a Rotom Lash. Bro, you know, it is
spicy, man. I was looking at this and I'm like, yo, I got excited. I'm like, I want to make one.
So, I think I've got a decent one too.
Yes, I traded three of them with a buddy of mine, and I actually traded as many as I can because I think at that time it was spawning quite a bit. Right. And it has Thundershock, Thunderbolt, and Hydro Pump. You know, everyone knows Thundershock is super fast energy, gets you to charge move quick. Electrode obviously still another spicy pick in my opinion, even though it's in rank 4. Another core breaker is Slowking Slowbro. One of those two. It actually beats obviously the fighter or Medicham and any water Pokemons because it will resist any water itself. It is neutral, and actually I think it can beat any fire Pokemons. It says it's even, but I think it would beat it mostly. It actually loses to the fairies, but I think it depends on shields and energy, because confusions, you know, get you to a charge move quicker. And then you got Micargo, Sea King, Vileplume, which completely threw me off. Maybe because it's poison as well. And let's see, but Vileplume has Razor Leaf, Sludge Bomb, and Moon Blast. So Razor Leaf, it actually, yeah, it would beat the water, the fairies, because it resists fairies. And I think it would be able to beat any fighters as well because it resists the counters. So that's a nice pick, Vileplume, if you know you guys have one. I mean, most people don't have it built because it's a spicy pick. I mean, why would you want to have a Vileplume when you have Venusaur? And then another one, Scolipede or something like that.
Scolipede,
like That's another one we were talking about that we used for Sylph. Wormadam, Trash is another one with it. Yeah.
So expensive.
Yes. I have one built from one of those cups, so I'm good. and then you have Scrafty, Licky Tongue, Porygon 2. It is.
There was someone, was it Yonkus again?
I think so.
That was running the Porygon in Ultra?
I think so, yeah. So that one, he is neutral against the fairies, the waters, and the fire. But obviously loses to the fighters. So that's the only one that's neutral against three. Of the meta. And then you have, what is it? Cragnon? The other crab Pokemon with Snarl. That's Crabhammer and Kingler and Octillery, or the octopus, looking Pokemon. I forget the name.
Tillery or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. So that's something we're gonna post, and definitely some spicy picks for the core breakers. Me looking at this, I wanna build a team, I wanna say, around Rotom and Slowbro or Slowking. Probably do a fairy in there somewhere, because that team would be somewhat weak to Scrafty, but I kind of like this. Makes me think back of Sylph days. So
it's fun.
It's definitely different. So there's some spice picks. I'm sure there's people that are going to be using Pokemons that are ranked in like above 50, like 54 or something like that. And definitely something to be looking out for would be some spicy picks, and I can't wait to see if I find any like that are like successful. I'm definitely gonna be posting it.
Yeah. So, I was looking at Rotom Wash. So one thing that I found interesting was, so it's key wins according to PvPoke, Alolmola, Melodic, Magcargo, Skizzer, Sea King. Losses, Medichan, Wigglytuff, Clefable, and Lickitung. So those were all minus the fairies were kind of close, but the one that threw me off was it loses to Charizard and a one shield.
Yeah, that is interesting to me too.
So I ran the, and again, you know, this is a controversial subject amongst PvPers, the simulation. So I ran the simulation on PvPoke, and so basically what it has is Charizard winning in 43 seconds with 49 HP left, and Rotom having 62 energy stored up. So has Rotom getting to Thunderbolt being shielded the first time. Then Charizard getting to Dragon Claw, that being shielded, and actually is able to get to Blast Burn before Rotom can get to its second Thunderbolt.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. But it Rotom does beat it in the zero, but knowing you as a person using Charizard, you would definitely shield, and you just need a shield, mm-hmm. like two shields, to beat it. So you're gonna shield once, you're gonna lose already. So that's something that kind of, you know, is lame. But yeah.
So would you with seeing that, and let's say you do go, you know, the route of building your team around a Rotom Wash, would you keep him in the back to kind of protect him in case you get matched up against a Charizard, or would you lead him?
So I would use it as a closer. And I would definitely probably like lead with, I would probably lead with the Slowbro or Slowking.
Mm-hmm. Because they can take a lot.
Yeah, I would probably leave one of those. And I'm not sure about my other ones. I think I'm going to post whenever I come up with a team. I'm going to post it when I'm going to run it at probably like 4 and see how it goes, you know?
Yeah.
What I think I'm going to do is probably post, or probably do Slowking, as a lead, and trying to think, obviously then I would have, Rotom as in the back, and I think I may, I'm contemplating between either Charizard or a normal type. If I have a Licking Tongue with, Body Slam and Power Whip, I think I'm gonna go with that.
Okay. I like that. I like that a lot.
So just cause like I like to be different. I don't like to post, I don't like to really use like that many Pokemon from the top 10, or at least try to mm-hmm. do some different ones, you know?
Yeah. No, I'm kind of the same way, cause I feel like everyone's gonna be running those. Like, let me see if I can find something of value towards, you know, like the middle of the pack.
Something that would be cool to run, but it's triple legacy, is Seeking. Poison Jab, Fast Move, the two charge moves are Icy Wind, Drill Run, which they're all legacy. You would have to use 3 elite Oy. TMs. It has nice play versus a lot of the Pokemons that my team would lose against, but you know, mm-hmm. I do not have a Sea King that's good IVs with those 3 moves.
But you could run it with Waterfall and still be okay.
Yeah, I would still need the other 2 moves to make it relevant.
Yeah, you're gonna need, you definitely, because the rest of those charge moves are Ice Beam, Water Pulse, and Mega Horn, and forget it. Like, yeah, you're trash. You're never gonna get to your charge move.
Yeah, no. I'm not, so.
Yeah.
I may even consider, going the route of, Slowking, Fireplume, Rotom.
Hmm.
because if for some reason I run against an electric, which, I mean, it could happen. I would just, you know, say switch to my own Rotom, which is electric, and I would have Vileplume in the back. And Vileplume, would be resisting against any fairies. So I'll play around with it, but I think that's my core will be Rotom. If I don't do Rotom, I'm gonna do Electrode and then Slowking, and I'll play around with it, but I definitely wanna have, Slowking in my team.
Yeah. I think so. I'm gonna run with the team that, you know, I was running with the Cheerum, Wigglytuff, and then Delphox.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how Tuesday goes, with this Miltank. So I was looking. So she Keywinds, Wigglytuff, Clefable, Licky Licky, Lickitung, and Sea King. So it's gonna lose a Charizard, a Molamola, Medichan, Vileplume, and Melodic. But I don't know, maybe just to spice it up a little, maybe try and build a team around Miltank and see how that goes.
Yeah, that would be fun to see.
Yeah, just throw a giant cow out there swinging.
If you, swinging it would be
nipples everywhere.
Yeah, that's that. I still find that awkward till this day.
It is.
You know.
I mean, I don't have to look at it when I'm using it to battle.
Yeah, it's just gonna be your opponents. Oh man, I would hate to go against you.
It would just psych you out. Like that's
you know, that's all you would just not even be able to concentrate, and I would just be like, "That's game over." That'd be your strategy.
Yeah, just hypnotize people with the udders. So, yeah. So that's. I mean, that pretty much is gonna, that pretty much wraps up, at least for this week on GBL. You know, Love Club is kind of it, unless you're like super into Master. I'll be honest. I don't even look at a Master League meta. But you can look at the rankings on PvPoke. It's probably, you know, Dialga,
Kyogre or Groudon, something along those lines. But I mean, if you guys are really interested in Masters, I can definitely try to help you. But for us, like, I feel like most people, at least newer PvP players, which is most of our listeners, or they're still learning, don't necessarily have the resources to make a XL you know, team. And for even for myself, you know, like I'm not gonna waste my time on that because I'm not nowhere close to any XL Master League Pokemons. But yeah, so but if you do somehow have a lot of resources, definitely, you know, message us and I'll definitely try to make a team for you.
Yeah, I mean, if this was pre level 50. Like, we'd probably have another 20 minutes of you explaining Masters to everybody, because you're one of the only people I knew who were, like, super into it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like, right about now, this is when you would be rocking your Metagross buddy.
Yep, this would put my best buddy, Metagross. Man, I missed the guy.
Yeah. So I think that kind of wraps up GBL for this week. We actually, we've got some questions, so let's roll into our question and answer section.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Okay, so, we got two questions, this week. One that came in through Twitter, and then one that someone reached out to me on Discord, and we were talking and asked me one of the questions. So the one from Discord comes from MD Rabber. If I mess up your guys' names, I'm sorry. but we'll do our best to try and say them right. You can message us and let us know that we said it wrong, and then we can change it. So one of the questions that he asked me was, what do I use to check or scan for IVs quickly? And it sounds like a question like everyone should know. But I mean, it's probably, you know, there's probably more than just one person out there, wondering how everyone finds out what their ranks are. I know I didn't know for the longest time that there was an app. So I personally use, Pokegenie.
Yeah, same as me.
Yeah. They have apps for both iOS and Android. It's been a while since I've had an iPhone. I know for your Android users, you can do a screen overlay, and they actually have a feature where as you click on the Pokemon and it pops up, it takes the CP of the Pokemon and on like the left or right side of your screen will give you an average of what that Pokemon's IVs are and where it's going to suit best, whether Great League or Ultra. If you don't like that part, you can just leave the screen overlay on, and then once you go into, you catch the Pokemon or you go into your Pokedex and pull up the Pokemon, you just do the appraisal and press the little button, and it'll tell you right away, like, this is a rank 80 for Ultra League or a rank 90 for Great League. I don't remember, does it do the same thing on the iPhone?
I was actually looking at, someone had a thing where they say it was like a VIP for Pokegenie, where when you're in the catch screen, it shows you the IVs on there. I don't know if that's what you have.
Yeah.
So is that something you pay for?
No, I believe on the Android, and someone correct me if I'm wrong. But I think on the Android, that's a built-in feature.
Oh yeah. So for us, no.
Yeah. But you guys have a better keyboard, or at least on my phone, like the, where it does the name generator.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have those little bubbles, for like the 1515, like things.
Oh.
Like, I like the name format that it lets you do on the iPhone versus on an Android. The other question that, he had brought up was about Love Cup. He was asking me what team I was running. So right now, like I said, I'm going to run, Cheerum, Wigglytuff, and then Delphox.
You think you're going to stick through, you're going to use that team tomorrow?
Yeah. So that'll be the team I start with. If it falls flat on its face, then, you know, I'll tweak it a little. I really like Delphox. It was fun. And it catches people off guard because it's still relatively new, so people are still learning what moves it has. So we'll see. Like I said, I really want to try and do something with Miltank. Because it would just be fun. So, and then our second question comes from, King Flip. He sent it in Twitter. He said, I have a question for the pod. If you're a new player that's trying to get started in Sylph in the upcoming cup, how do you sign up and get matches? And do you guys run all serious teams or throw some spice into the lineups?
So in terms of like finding, you gotta find a Discord first that they do tournaments. Especially now is a great time to do it because it's all, virtual. Like, you know, you don't have to go to the place, so you can literally find a Discord in Europe and do tournaments there.
Yeah. There's also on the Sylph website, there's...
Yeah, there's a map of...
There's a map, and it'll show you, you know, everyone hosting tournaments within your area. I mean, you could expand it, you know, out to the entire United States or whatever. And then you can click on each little thing. It'll give you a little icon of what it's running. And then, for the most part, most of them will put, you know, tournament information in our Discord, and they'll put a link for their Discord. Unless it's like a private, you know, group that's doing something like where you can't get in without like a password or an invite or something like that. I would always say start off locally, before expanding out to either other states or larger communities. You know, you always want to try and get your local Discords, or Telegram or WhatsApp, whatever they use, to communicate. 'Cause eventually, hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll be able to do in person again. And those are going to be where, yeah, you may learn a lot from me or from Dino or watching Twitch or something like that. But when you're standing in front of someone and you're battling them, and at the end of the match, they can just instantly be like, you would have won that. If, like, that's, that helps a lot. As far as the second question goes about running a serious team or throwing in some spice, I always like to throw in at least one Pokemon that's going to make someone go, what the F? Like, yeah. Why is that in your lineup?
Yeah, what are the moves?
So they actually, Sylph is actually giving, I think it's like a badge or like a rating.
Yeah.
Now for spice.
Yeah.
So it's a spice rating. So one of my goals for this season is to get a pretty decent spice rating, but still be like competitive.
Yeah, no, just, for like, sure. You don't want to get too spicy, but you just like get completely destroyed.
Yeah. But I think, I mean, we kind of said it. We both like, we know where we have to get your standard serious, like, from the meta. Like, there's certain Pokemon in a cup where you gotta have that one on your team.
Yeah, you gotta have, like, that core.
Yeah. But then we like to go farther down into that, you know, that list there.
Yeah, kind of like how I was doing the Love Cup and, you know, kind of have to have, like, one of the top 10 in there, but also running like Pokemon that are like ranked 50 and 30 with my team. So I kind of see anything that's above ranked, as far as like Sylph goes, anything above like rank 15 is kind of like spice.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Exactly. So if you guys have questions, message us on Twitter. At BTW PVP podcast. Yeah. Did I get our,
yes.
Did I just forget? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. At BTW PVP podcast. Or you can email us at btwpvp@gmail.com. Or if you see us on Discord, you can message us there. I always have my Discord on my phone on, may not get right back to you. But I will, you know, I'll respond fairly quickly. And the other little piece of kind of housekeeping, I guess you would call it. So we did get approached by a couple of our followers and listeners about a BTW Discord. And we posted on our Twitter, was it yesterday or the day before? Just kind of tossing it out there, seeing what everyone thinks. And it seems like this is kind of what you guys want. So we are working on trying to get it together. when it comes to Discord, I know how to chat and move around in it. but setting up a server is not my strong suit when it comes to Discord. And I don't think it's Dino's either.
Yeah, I mean, like, I am an admin in one of the servers, but that's about it. Like, I didn't create it. So I know some of the things to do, but it's, you know, a little more research on it.
Yeah.
But it's doable.
So, yeah, we're definitely looking into it. We're gonna, you know, if someone's listening and they have the time and they're like, hey, we'll set up your server, like, please message us, because it'd be one less thing that I have to try and figure out. and then, you know, we've got some other things that we've been talking about with coaching and streaming on Twitch. I know a lot of you are really wanting to either play against Dino or see how he's playing, or, you know, just pick his brain about stuff. So we want to give, you know, everyone access to that. Dino more than me, obviously. you know, when you get the legend status, that's, you know, you get,
you'll get there.
What
is it?
What Spider-Man says, with great power comes great responsibility. So, you know, those things are in the works. We are talking about it. You know, just bear, you know, stick with us. You know, we're both parents, and work. So we're trying to do our best to make sure that we can give you guys the time that you guys need. Since you guys give us your time by listening to us jabber for, what are we going on, like, in 2 hours?
Yeah,
this time, you know. So, you know, the Discord isn't going to be a Patreon Discord, so you won't have to worry about that. So that's just something we're going to do for our followers and whoever wants to join. Doesn't mean eventually something coming along, maybe some, you know, Patreon exclusives with some coaching or stuff like that, or, you know, special tournaments. And then this is actually a surprise to Dino, who's waiting. We are going to be probably in the next, I'm trying to think when I should, in the next 2 weeks, I'm hoping by the end of the month, we will have t-shirts.
Oh, so what we'll the heck?
BTWT. Yeah, see it? Yeah. I wanted to get his reaction.
No way. Yeah, not going to lie to you guys. I did not notice at all.
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to, I'll, once I get the site up to where you can get them and all that, you know, we'll post that on our Twitter and announce it on the episode. And other than that, I think that's a show, right?
Yep. We wrapped it all up. Right. You know, we did a good amount today.
Yeah, we did. You know, this is what happens when you miss a week. You go 2 hours on your next episode.
Exactly.
So thank you guys for listening. Follow us on Twitter at BTWPVPpodcast. You can email us at BTWPVP@gmail.com. And, you know, listen to us, like us on your podcast listening services, whichever one that is. 5-star ratings, reviews are greatly appreciated. And that is our show. I am AstroZombie954.
And I am Dino El Mágico. And until next time, good luck and get good.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.